This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting today from the studios of KERA in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, of course, of cowboy cattleman fame. It's got its own TV series. They're the football cowboys, of course. But this month, this city is looking back at its unique place in American history. President Kennedy killed here by an assassin 50 years ago. We'll talk with the organizers behind Dallas Love, a large-scale art project that looks forward and projects a community's recovery and some other initiatives here in Dallas. And later, a former Warren Commission staffer, the Warren Commission, of course, the official investigation into the Kennedy assassination. He defends the work of an institution that for some is synonymous with cover-up and conspiracy. But first, to a pair of Washingtons, D.C. and the state, where we've got some good news and some bad news. Actually, some good news may be motivated by a lot of bad news recently regarding the Affordable Care Act. The president trying to get out ahead of an angry bipartisan Congress. But we'll also take a look at why the state of Washington, 6 weeks into the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, may have some of the best enrollment numbers to show for it and why. But first, if you have lost your insurance plan since the rollout of the ACA, President Obama has a message for you going before the nation today, telling people you can keep your plans even if you've had notification that since the ACA rollout, it has been canceled. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So two issues here, it seems. One, the president trying to preempt Congress on this cancellation question because there are initiatives afoot. And two, Obamacare will now apparently contain, at least for some time, what have been called so-called substandard plans that the administration has already said repeatedly are a financial drain on the whole system. What gives?
Yeah, both of those things are true. You know, ever since the trope now, the broken promise, if you like your health plan, you can keep it, period, started gaining traction in the political world, Congress has started getting nervous. Well, Democrats have started getting nervous, and Republicans have seen an opening on the attack. And it's not just Republicans, John, in Congress, as you mentioned. Part of the problem for the White House now, hey, if it were just Republicans taking another swipe at the Affordable Care Act, ho-hum, they've done it 40 times. It's worse than that. There are Democrats all over Congress, Democratic senators running for re-election in red states who are putting legislation close to the floor. And so some reaction today from the White House, as you said, to try to preempt. And it's a little bit of a nuance on what you said. The whole thing is, if you like your plan, you can keep it. Here's what senior administration officials tell reporters today. The White House effort says this: individual insurance plans that were offering those plans in 2013, if you got a cancellation notice from one of them, insurance plans are free to keep offering that plan to you in 2014. They cannot offer it to anybody new. They can't keep selling it to new customers. But it also means that they don't have to keep offering it. What does that mean to the insurance companies in the political world? Sure, it means if you like your plan, you can keep it, asterisk, if your insurance company keeps offering it. If they don't keep offering it and you lose your plan despite the president's promise, guess whose fault it is now? It's now the insurance company's fault.
But that probably means that Congress will still go ahead with its various keep the president's promise bills to try to maybe lock in this notion of you can have your plan no matter what.
Well, they may, and you may still see votes on that. However, at this point, because the White House has said this, it makes it a lot less likely that the two disparate approaches between House Republicans and nervous, more conservative Senate Democrats would ever reach a reconciliation and become law. And certainly the White House wouldn't have to sign. The president wouldn't have to sign such a bill because he could say, I have my administrative effort. We're not going to enforce the brand new standards on these plans for people who like their health plan and lost them. And the White House effort, we should say, does a couple of other things that the White House is going to like here. One of the complaints from Democrats over this whole mess of people getting the cancellation notices when they didn't know they were coming is that insurance companies were sometimes using the cancellation to steer people back to other products that they already sell, not informing people of all the other options they might have on the exchanges in Obamacare with subsidies, even Medicaid. So the other thing that the White House is requiring under this effort with insurance companies is to say, yes, insurance companies, you may keep offering the 2013 plans to existing customers in 2014. But when you get back in touch with them, to people that you've canceled, you must notify them what protections aren't in the plan that they're keeping. All those goodies in Obamacare, like pre-existing conditions and paying for preventive services, community rating, and all the other stuff that consumers in the polls say they love to the tune of 70%. You have to tell them what they're not getting if they stay with your plan. You also have to tell them that there are new options, better coverage, potential subsidies and tax credits, even potential Medicaid eligibility if you qualify, available through Obamacare. So they actually have to sort of draw these things in bright red letters metaphorically, and they can't kind of hide the ball on the better deal that for many people may be available, if not in premiums, at least in quality of coverage under the Affordable Care Act. The White House wants to use insurance companies now as an advertising billboard.
Right, except how they're going to enforce that, that's kind of unclear here. And, you know, some insurance companies may go along. If not, we'll see what the penalties are. But I'm wondering politically here, Todd, if there's a sense among Democrats or anyone on the Hill that the president could end this with one statement instead of these every couple of days kind of incremental announcements, either expression of regret, some sense of we're trying to get things in order here. Do people think the president is keeping this going?
I think that they do, and there's a great deal of frustration, but there doesn't seem to be a way out of it. The website, hopefully, that hasn't been working. The White House says November 30th is our deadline so that it works for the vast majority of people. This broken promise that has caused political headaches, what else can you do but try to fix it by saying people can keep their plans? That's the political peril in this, and it explains exactly why red state Democrats from Louisiana, like Mary Landrieu, Arkansas, North Carolina, run down the list, and even a couple of blue state Democrats who are just fed up with the situation are now sponsoring and co-sponsoring legislation to put into the law to keep these health plans around, taking a swipe at the White House. And in terms of the red state Democrats, John, giving themselves an opportunity to vote against the White House on a botched rollout. Mary Landrieu says, hey, I support the Affordable Care Act. I voted for it. I'd vote for it again. I can't hide from that. But I'm sure as heck going to file this legislation and show my red state voters in Louisiana that I'm taking a stand against what's been going on.
Poll numbers say in those red states, this is an issue now.
It sure does for somebody like Kay Hagan. She's a Democrat from the red state of North Carolina running for re-election, John. She was doing pretty well up on a potential opponent up until about 6 weeks ago when the Affordable Care Act rolled out and all of the botched initiation things started happening. Her approval ratings tanked. She's now trailing in that race. She has plenty of time. We're not talking about whether she's going to win or lose, but she is a case study in nervous red state Democrats trying to get on top of this thing.
Nervous red state Democrats. That's the theme of today regarding the ACA. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You bet.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.